Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is Real Steel. Well, in the future, Hugh Jackman is a washed-up boxer who has no chance of becoming a champion. Now, it's robots who do all the fighting, but there still might be a way to win if he and his son create a winner.
What are we looking for?
Anything I could use to put a fighting robot together.
Never seen anything like it before.
Can we get him a fight?
He's a sparring bot, built to take a lot of hits, but never dishing out any real punishment.
His name is Adam. Get him a fight.
Now, as you know, I am a huge fan of Hugh Jackman. You just have to love a guy with an accent and some serious bad boy skills. Wolverine is definitely my favorite X-Men, and in this movie, he brings that broken bad boy vibe along with a huge heart and some really rough determination. And then you've got the little kid with big ideas, you know, because kids always seem to solve the tough stuff long before we do. Then there's lots of cool shiny robots, and not the kind that morph from toasters into craze-killing machines. And then you have the obsessed NASCAR-ish fans. After all, everybody needs a hobby. So yes, there's probably something in this for everyone. So if you're up for a little entertainment with lots of action and even maybe a tearjerker or two here and there, this one might be for you. Now onto the next movie with a whole different kind of fight. It's The Ides of March. Well, George Clooney is fighting to become the next president of the United States, where Ryan Gosling is working on his campaign and partners up with those who might help or just might bring George to his knees.
Story getting out.
Dignity matters.
You were off the campaign, but you thought it was important to fix things.
Steven, don't do this.
I'll do or say anything if I believe in it, but I have to believe in the cause.
Okay, there's absolutely no denying the cast in this movie is great. Besides George and Ryan, you have Paul Giamatti, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Evan Rachel Wood, and Marissa Tomei, and they all bring great performances. But that's also a giant problem. They make it so believable that not only am I depressed beyond words, but now I believe the unbelievable that they wanted me to believe, which is that every presidential candidate and everyone who works for those candidates are crooked, conniving, and completely untrustworthy. And on top of that, they don't care about you, me, the country, or even this planet. They're just obsessed with themselves. So where did the honor, trust, and righteousness go? We, the people, demand scruples. Ah, but what do I know? I'm just an impressionable movie opinionist girl person. So on our movie night traffic light, The Ides of March is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.